It's rich, it's alive, it's vivid. Stereophonic sound.
Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want?
Fame, fortune, platinum records. It's every boy's dream.
Every one of my records means something. The label, the producer, the year it was made.
I'm teaching you about rock music.
Seriously, you're totally elitist. You feel like the unappreciated scholars.
Okay, let's spin a disc.
Howdy, hi, and welcome. I am Audionaut Eric Carlson, and this is episode 6 of Cut by Cut. Hate readers.
That's the one.
All right, good. You know, it's the weeks in between. It just slows me down from show to show.
Still wearing the same clothes.
Unbelievable, right? But this is a
weekly
show.
Somebody stop me.
And we're slicing up records one track at a time, exploring all the nooks and crannies. With me is my Audionaut co-pilot, Chris Buck, Boogie Woogie St. Sauveur. And this week, we're discussing Hate Breeders from the Misfits' Walk Among Us. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I keep meaning to tell you every time we have that show jingle opening thing.
Oh, yeah.
That Stephen Hawking-esque voice is because I couldn't pull the audio from something. And so as I was trying to do that, I realized there was a clip that the Apple will read the text.
Oh.
And it will do so in a variety of different voices.
I'm a little annoyed you didn't pick the sexy Brit.
I usually do. That is my Siri. She is the Australian.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it is not as fluid as the English. So by the time she's telling me some of the directions, it ends up behind, like, past the street. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. This is Hate Breeders.
Yes,
and we have this and the last song on the thing are the trilogy
the
of songs that are difficult to talk about, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of information. There's not much going on with the song per se, but I will start this way. If any song, right, the classic Danzig go-to answer is, what is this song about?
Right.
And his answer is
violence.
Yeah. Can you do that in your best Danzig voice?
Oh boy.
Violence. Yeah. You gonna get the hair flip in there too? Yeah. I like that you did wear a mesh shirt, whereas I am in the same clothes. You are wearing an amazing mesh outfit. And I'll say it suits you. I am wondering now if you waxed your chest so that the hairs don't poke through, or if you're just naturally not as hair growthy as I would have imagined.
It's actually my wife's shirt.
Oh, very nice. Yep. I would imagine you wear it better.
I left the Danzig wig in the car.
Yeah, I know that Brooke sometimes grabs your clothes by accident, and I've seen her in your shirts and ties. And I will say it's adorable, but it's weird when you do it, Lena, when you're trying to get your revenge.
I'm a fan of the mesh sleeves that some of the goth kids wear, you know?
The goth kids these days.
The goth
with
kids.
Their mesh. I'll tell you.
The goths.
When I was a goth, man, we didn't have no mesh sleeves that we could just go buy at the Hot Topic. I had to go to the fishing supply store and buy actual nets. It was awful. Caught a lot of lobsters.
I had to hew my own.
Darn, I believe, is the...
Darn.
Do you darn it? No, you darn socks, but do you hew a net?
I honestly have no idea. Hew just seemed like the right word.
And hew a net may be my, like, if I ever have to go into hiding and choose a name, hew a net.
Hew a net.
Yeah. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
That's a good secret name. So I'm just going to get this out of the way. None of these songs on this album are about violence as much as Hate Breeders is about violence.
Yeah, it's kind of in the name and every lyric.
Yep. A name, you ready for this? That means to propagate feelings of hate in others. And I went to Urban Dictionary in my quest to prove that Danzig is a great literary genius mastermind. And these are all the Da Vinci codes, the Danzig code. And if you can just follow it, you'll get that Lost Misfits album. It'll lead you
to
Lost
prize?
Acetates.
That's the...
This is what I believe, yeah. There's nothing to prove that this exists.
Buried in the depths of some Masonic temple somewhere.
Exactly. That's how far down the Danzig code trail I am. Is that there's some kids who love Misfits. I follow one kid on Instagram. Seriously. Well, no, I mean, there's thousands of Misfits fans.
Do his parents know?
Just this one kid. No, in fact, he's also like probably my age, our age. But his collection is amazing. Oh, okay. He's the guy who's got like every hue of, you know, Walk Among Us covers and all the colored vinyl and the splattered vinyl and posters and autographs.
Probably a ton of bootlegs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's legit. I think we are, is it I Am 138 or We Are 138 is his handle on IG. Okay. But anyway, so Urban Dictionary says that Hate Breeder first came from Homer.
Okay.
The author. But I checked. I even went to the Iliad and I went to the other one he wrote.
Odyssey?
The Odyssey. And I used the Concordance, which is a massive book, and it's online now, but it's, you know, you look for keywords and it shows you all the passages.
Oh, okay.
And I couldn't find it. I like to think that I'm pretty good at digging and I know how to dig.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find anything. So whoever made this Urban Dictionary thing, either they found it in a version of the book that they had or they're just bullshitting.
There's no liars on the internet.
Well, what's interesting is when Hector had recorded from the shock of Priamus hate breeding, I'm sure I'm reading that poorly or writing that down wrong. And when Hector had recovered from the shock of, Priam's hate breeding, there we go. So this is, it's from the Iliad, and Priam is the guy who comes out of the Trojan horse.
Okay.
Okay. And he destroys Troy, obviously, right? But what's interesting is that's the scene from Hamlet that Hamlet recites. There's a moment in Hamlet where he meets a bunch of actors and he says, hey, tell me this scene. It wasn't very popular. You know, Hamlet the hipster is like, nobody knew it. You know, I saw you guys once practice it, but like...
Was Hamlet the Danzig of theater?
I think Hamlet was the Danish Danzig. Yes, Danish Zig. But anyway, so that's...
Nobody broods like me.
Yeah, so it's referenced again in Hamlet. So not too bad. The term is attributed to Middle English, Hattenbreeden. And it's also attributed to the hardcore band
who
then used
the
that.
The eponymous hardcore band?
Right, right.
Is that the right word?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yes. I will say that Hate Breeders, for being a song that is not very well bespoke, people love it, you know, obviously, but like
it's aggressive.
It is a song about violence. It has maybe the Misfits Danzig years most cartoonish moment.
Okay.
And I'll get to that in a second. Yeah. But why don't you speak about the song and then I'll come back to my cartoon moment. We'll leave people dangling.
Well, my favorite part, the thing I think about when I think of the song is creates a word.
Oh, this is exactly where I was going. Cartoon? Good, yeah, yeah. Right,
good, so no. Good segue.
No. Go for it.
You know, myrtillation.
Right.
I mean, what the hell? Great word, right?
Can't you see that? It is a Hanna-Barbera thing, like the giant pink panther thing, like myrtillation even.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, instantly, whenever I heard the song in the 90s at some point, instant part of my vocabulary.
Did you really use this? Did you use myrtillation?
I'm,
is this why you were so popular with the ladies?
Hey, baby.
I'm going to mutilate you. Yeah, it is a Three Stooges, Hanna-Barbera cartoon, you know, catch that rabbit kind of moment. Pigeon.
And I like that he only uses it once.
He
uses it once and then he switches to annihilation and further in the rest of the choruses. So I love the hot drop a word in there and then literally don't go back to it.
Right, yeah, hit and walk away. No, that's pretty good. I hadn't really thought about that.
The song is also prolific in its use of woes.
How many did you get? I know you counted.
I did. I did count the woes. Did you count the woes?
I counted the woes too. How many did you get?
I got 42.
Oh man, I think I off counted because I got 38.
Okay.
So I'm probably missing a few woes.
There's going to be a
subdermal woes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Danzig, but you have a case of subdermal woes. We recommend operating immediately.
Whoa, whoa, Joey Lawrence, nice.
Whoa,
whoa. 40. I got 42.
Yeah, four. Okay.
So, and even if, what I liked about it too is if you go to the, look at the lyrics, because I went to the lyrics to cross-check my count.
Sure.
See how well I did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there are woes in the song that aren't in like the lyrics
people that's, people play. All right, so that's, that. I went right to the lyrics. I didn't count from the song.
So, because he throws an extra woe in. When after he says hate breeders, anytime he says hate breeder, he throws a woe at the end.
So anytime he says hate breeder.
Oh.
Oh, come on, man. All right. So, hate breeders. Well, two words.
Two words, yes.
So, breeders of hate. I would have thought that hate breeders, well, would be one word.
Right.
It reads better that way, I think.
When typing it down or writing it, I do tend to make it one word, and then I have to correct myself. And
what word?
Hate breeders.
Whoa.
Nice.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, no, it feels like it wants to be one word. But I wonder if Danzig, here's my, ready? It's a candlelit room.
Yep.
Danzig is sitting in Lodi, New Jersey at his you know, the IKEA-esque desk, you know, probably purchased from a local desk-atorium. Mm-hmm. Mom is downstairs making her famous lasagna. Glenn has his Bic pen, his trusty one, right? The one that's got black grip tape or, you know, electrician's tape all around it. And he's channeling the song, right?
Sure.
And he's like, I can make hate breeders one word. And then he gets to myrtleation. And he goes, no, I can't.
I can't.
One word, that's going to be... people are going to not even know what to do with it. I can't create two new words. I'm not William Shakespeare. Yes, I may be drawing this language from Homer by way of Hamlet, but that's where it stops. You know, they were the gods. They were the gods of the literary Parthenon. I will get there one day. But right now, I cannot make hate breeders.
Well,
one word. I will save it for when I talk about how I am the Killawall.
The Killawall.
The Killawall.
The Jaguar.
The Jaguar. Yeah. That, see. So he's biding his time. He knows that Jaguar will be something he's eventually going to work his way up to. But right now, hate breeders. Well, as two words, is this way too much?
Yeah, take a breath.
That was good, huh?
Take a breath. Take a bow.
You almost, it was like theater of the mind.
I didn't want it to get in the way. I didn't want to
stop. No. Do you think that Danzig writing these lyrics, because you know it was like with one of those clear Bic pens, black, or red.
Shouldn't he be writing it in the blood of...
No, it's hard to get in suburbia. But he's using like, he's got his Trapper Keeper.
Trapper Keeper, nice.
Right. He's got his college ruled notebook.
Okay.
Black, maybe, with white out, like the words Misfits written in white out, Glenn's notes.
I just remember the ubiquitous black and white
composition kind of
spattered
notebook.
Yeah,
color. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I look.
Now, I used to color in all the white with black pen. Yeah. Do you think he did that? And do you think he drew on the inside cover tanks and people scaling all the charts? You know, like how in the inside cover would have like math cheats and like...
Yeah, I'm sure something like
that. Yeah, and I always drew war scenes in the columns there.
War scenes?
Well, yeah, yeah. Peace scenes don't really work for, you know...
No flowers.
When you're as dark and dangerous as someone like me or Danzig, right. You don't draw flowers and like people poking over the corner. You draw stick men jumping off the side, like,
sure.
You know, tanks.
He probably had more skulls and knives. And
that's true.
Maybe some gothic flower arrangements.
Gothic flower arrangements. It took me hours to arrange all these dead flowers. They're just the stems. Oh, the flower bits fell off. It's hard to arrange flowers in an adequately dead way. That's my vision of Danzig hard at work creating hate breeders and then getting to myrtleation and just like leaning back in his chair. If I do it in this one, I'll get too far away from the mic. Putting his hands up and going, yeah. Whoa. I did it. Yeah. So that's my imagination, but... He also has another great line in this that you missed.
I missed
Brain Invasion.
Oh, okay.
Which I love the thought of a brain invasion. Like, is that like that moment when he's sitting there and Myrtleation comes up and goes, oh, I got it. Yes. Or is it
perfect?
Yes. See? Brain invasion going on in everyone. Like, yeah, that's it, man. That's thought.
He takes some of the phrases and makes them like common speak. Like he's leaving out some words, right? Like,
yeah, brain invasion going on in everyone.
Going on in everyone.
What does that even mean? Are you pitching a children's show? It's brain invasion. Yay. Come on, kids. It's going on in everyone. You know. Yeah,
and Myrtleation.
It's our co-host, Myrtleation the Clown.
Hey, kids. I live under your bed.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I don't have too much more on... I got nothing, actually, left on Hatebreed. Whoa.
All right, well...
My coffers are spent. What else you got? The finger of hang on a second, I'm reading my notes, has gone into the air, thrust mightily from the fist of...
All right, so I've got a misfact.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to treat it like a question for you.
Yeah, please do.
The studio in which the Walk Among Us version of this song,
yeah,
these sessions were recorded in, was miscredited.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. This is a misfact. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll give it to you in a multiple choice.
Yeah, please do.
Was the real name of the studio New Sound Land, Newfound Sound Studio,
Newfound Glory Sound Studio Land, or Mom's Basement?
Or New...
Okay, this one's the fake one because I can see your eyes rolling back like a great white shark.
My preparation skills are weak. Is it New Soundland or Newfound Soundland? Or Newfound Sound.
Okay, well, I often get these places confused. So Greenland is the one that's covered in ice, and Iceland is the one that's covered in green. And they did that to confuse early Vikings, Danzigs, and kids who had gathered enough money to make recordings in their basements.
Right.
So I'm going to go with the first one, New Sound Land.
That is incorrect. That is the miscredited.
Do you know it's also, I think... Is it also the first wrong answer we've had in misfacts?
It might be. No, well, no, I didn't get...
Oh, you didn't get the one from last episode.
No, I guessed
episode.
Right. I did guess right.
Yeah, I guessed it.
I was totally guessing. That was...
Yeah, Spaghetti Bolognese and Christ the Conqueror. Right, yeah. So, yeah.
I knew Christ the Conqueror.
So, I believe the score now is 0-3 or 0-4.
It might have been our pilot episode where I missed the trivia question you gave me.
Yeah, but that one was like a weird one. That was like what crib was Danzig's and the closest to the window. You know, it's the one the full moon shone upon.
So it is credited
somewhere,
I don't have it written down where, as New Soundland, one word, New Jersey.
Oh, really? Isn't that what I just said? What did I say?
No, that's so.
Because I broke it up. It's the difference between hate breeders. Hate breeders. Whoa.
Well, that was how it is credited, which was incorrect.
Oh,
the actual
okay.
name of the place, which I believe was the intention of my question, I've forgotten already.
Yep.
Is Newfound Sound Studios.
Gotcha. So. That Newfound Sound. Isn't there a dog called something like that? A Newfoundland or
it's a Newfoundland? Yeah.
Is that a dog?
Which is a place.
There's Newfoundland a is a real place.
Oh
no, it's not.
Or it's a dog.
I think it's a dog.
Yeah.
If you would like to write in at cutxcutpodcast@gmail.com, Newfoundland is a place, not Newfound. Oh wait.
All right! Yay! Ditzy moment.
Please feel free to take over the hosting role if you have more knowledge about geography than me.
I believe it is a place and a dog breed.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the dog breed, and I think it's one of those places that's... so I don't have anything for covers, dude. I have nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. So I thought...
Oh, wait, no, I do.
I had one.
We have two.
Misfit.
Yeah.
Misfits.
So we have...
Misfits.
We actually have two here. This is the Misfits... off their album, The Misfits,
All Female
Hate Is Your Mistress, the all-girl cover band of The Misfits. It's pretty standard.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow, I hit pause instead of turn that down. I apologize to the Misfits.
Myrtleisha.
Yeah, I like her voice a She's lot. Great. I like that sort of snotty,
that's the word snide. I was going to say. Snotty,
you can feel, you can hear the sound of a lip raise, and the spitting it into the mic. So that's pretty solid.
So that was a little faster than the, so that this song actually has two versions.
The actual original,
the Misfits version. Okay. And so that one was fast.
Like, so the Misfits version weighs in at 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
That's the collection version.
So that's the pace of the Misfits collection.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But what's the other? The one on Walk Among Us is how long?
Slower. It comes in at 3:08.
Which I believe puts it as the longest song on the album. Maybe.
Oh,
I haven't gotten that far in my notes yet. I'm skimming ahead because I think I've made it. I feel like it is the longest song on the album.
Yeah.
I think Mommy has like a bunch of crowd cheering and stuff, so that kind of pushes it a little bit.
It's live, so it's kind of, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so this is, let's do this. This is the band Hate Breeders.
Hate Breed.
Hate, yes, exactly. Hate Breed.
Well.
Does it, but they've combined it into one word.
That is one word. So these guys, you've indicated you're not a huge fan. You're not. You were never were like the metal.
No
metal.
But I feel like I've said I don't like stuff so much that it feels like I'm a wet blanket and I just like piss on everything.
Well, that's all right. I mean, so I found, you know, in when I was finding my way amidst the hardcore stuff, I was introduced.
Yeah, you were way more of a hardcore kid than I was. I was more standard punk.
Well, it's kind of it's what in that mid '90s. It's the sound that was. You know,
yeah.
The metalcore thing was happening around you. You know, so.
And you were, you know, and for the most kid, part still are straight edge.
I mean, I never liked that.
But you never
yeah.
straight edge. Like, that's what I always loved about you.
I don't personally. Do heroin.
Right, well, I think that was the straight edge thing, right? No sex.
I don't
know. No booze.
My problem with it was
no
heroin.
Drugs were fine.
Yeah, right. Everyone had a different like definition, you know. Some of them were
right
borderline, you know, religion. Like it was just a new religion, you know. So.
And then,
for me, it was like, look, I'm not going to be a dummy. I'm not going to go party with the drink and be stupid.
Right.
I'm 37 years old. Do I have a cider from time to time now? Yes, I do. You know, and I don't apologize
for
it.
You've come so long.
Still not doing heroin. So.
I give you a lot of credit for that. You know?
It's hard.
Your late 30s are a tough time to pick up a heroin addiction.
Every day is a struggle.
So should I play the cover, or do you want me to play your favorite Hate Breed song?
Oh, you're just gonna go. I mean, it's the Hate Breed version is just the same song again.
So. All right, so let's do this then, because
you get my favorite the titular Hate Breed track.
Yes, this is. You want to introduce it?
This is Puritan by Hate Breed.
So,
I just love the opening salvo of that song. It just,
and I've gained a huge appreciation just watching you air drum. that has really done wonders for me. I feel like we got to take a picture of you just hitting those hi hats. You know,
behind me.
Yeah. All right. So let's end the show with the Nutley Brass. Now, go ahead.
Nope.
You've just taken an akimbo position of aggravation.
No. I was just getting ready for your outro.
Basically, what I was going to say was, I believe the Nutley Brass did this in conjunction with Jerry Only.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's in my head somewhere, but it's not in my notes. But anyway, this is the lounge version.
Quick, Jerry Only, back in 2013, he actually performed this song with Hatebreed. They invited him up on stage. Pretty cool.
That is very cool. So, for those of you still listening, thanks.
Thanks for bearing with us, folks.
Yeah, we're ending Side A here, and we'll catch you next Monday. If you want to drop us a line, cutxcutpodcast@gmail.com. Feel free to send us questions, comments, concerns, corrections, or recommendations. You know, where should we be next?
Proper usage of the word myrtleation in a sentence.
That would be fantastic. If you would like to design a t-shirt that simply says myrtleation, hand draw it and send us a picture of yourself wearing it. I'm totally not opposed to it even being risque, so do what you will. We'll just giggle at you. All right, have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. I might actually write myrtleation over my chest, like, you know, like thug life, just myrtleation life.